This is Growing Cotton. The best thing you can put on your crop is your shadow. Your need to be in the field won't change, and the Cotton Research and Promotion Program was put into place to make sure you get the most from every minute you're out there. That's why the Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated work alongside growers to spur innovation, fund research, and foster sustainability so generations of farming families can walk the same turn rows for years to come. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. USDA out with the World Ag Supply-Demand Estimates Report on Tuesday. And the 2021 U.S. cotton supply and demand forecast shows slightly higher exports and lower ending stocks relative to last month. Production and domestic meal use unchanged. Export forecast raised 250,000 bales to 15.5 million based on a strong pace of shipments to date. Ending stocks now estimated at 4.3 million bales. That's equivalent to 24% of total disappearance. Upland cotton marketing year average price received by producers, 68 cents per pound, according to USDA, unchanged from January. Now, the world cotton forecasts do include higher production, consumption, and imports. It's led by changes in China. World production projected 1.3 million bales higher this month. China's forecast raised by 1.5 million bales as the daily rates of both ginnings and inspections in Xinjiang continue to show unusual late-season strength. Reports from China continue to suggest cotton area in Xinjiang, little change from last year, but classing data now indicates yields could be about 10% higher while lower in eastern China. Again, details from the World Ag Supply Demand Estimates Report. I'm Tony St. James.